when made for a month. Marachesha. For halachim chavis alavus. Okay, good chodesh. So back to learning about Tam. So, once again, taste the food that gets absorbed by a pot. We're going to see soon that it's different if it gets absorbed by the food. But food into pot is called the ta'am rishon. That's ta'am. The ta'am is going into the pot. And when the pot emits that ta'am into something else, so that's called nosein ta'am. The ta'am that's in it, because food into pot is ta'am, ta'am rishon, and when that's emitted into something else, that's nosein ta'am. Now, if that ta'am, the ta'am that's in the walls of the pot, we'll call it, and it's no same ta'am into a food, into water, let's say, milch a pot, milk was cooked in it, so ta'am went into the walls of the pot, so it emits flavor, that's called no same ta'am, into water. So the ta'am in the water is now a secondary ta'am, ta'am sheni, secondary ta'am. So when that water now emits that ta'am into something, so it's nosing ta'am, bar nosing ta'am. Because it's giving off a secondary ta'am. It has a secondary ta'am, because the ta'am that went from the pot has a ta'am rishon, and it's nosing ta'am. When it gets absorbed by, so that's already now a ta'am sheni. And when the water emits that ta'am sheni, so that's called a nat bar nat. And there's also in halacha something called a nat bar nat bar nat, which is just one more, that when the secondary ta'am that's in the water now goes into a pot or a ladle, so that's called a level 3 ta'am. I don't know how you say secondary in the third. So we'll call it a level 3 ta'am. I'll stick with level 3 ta'am. And when that ta'am is emitted, so that now is that emission of that ta'am of the third level ta'am is called nat bar nat bar nat. Now this is important now. I mean, everything's important. The degrees change, ta'am rishon to secondary ta'am to level 3 ta'am, when it's pot into food or food into pot. But between foods or between food and liquid, it's the same level. It doesn't go down a level. So if you cook milk in a pot, right, and you cook milk in a pot, so the water in the pot has now a secondary ta'am. And when you put now a ladle and a potato into the water, so the ladle has now a third degree ta'am, the potato has a second degree ta'am. Because water into potato is food to food, so it doesn't go down a madrega. So into the ladle that you put into the water that's cooking in a, again, you're cooking water in a milchika pot. The pot has ta'am. So it's no same, first degree ta'am. Milk into pot is ta'am. So now it emits that ta'am, so it's no same ta'am into the water. The water now has a secondary ta'am. You now stick in a ladle into the water, so it's not bar nat into the ladle. The ladle is now a third degree ta'am, but the potato that you put into the water stays as a secondary degree ta'am. And now, okay, and which means that when you cook meat in water, so the water in which the meat is cooked is not ta'am. It's not called ta'am, it's called meat. It has the same, it's the same level as meat, it's fleishik, the water. The water fleishik, it's not because of ta'am. It's not called ta'am, because meat to water, meat into the pot becomes ta'am, and the pot is now no same ta'am, when it emits that into something else, into food. But when you cook meat in a pot, in water, so the water is the same as the meat. It's not, then you don't say it absorbed only the ta'am of the meat, and it's no same ta'am, but itself as a din of meat, it's meaty. It's not just meaty, it's meat. And with all the attendant chumras of meat. It's not just ta'am of meat, but it's meat. Because, again, food to food, doesn't go down a madrega. Okay, we'll see more in the coming days, Be'ezus Hashem. And then we'll learn Chavis HaLolos, maybe we'll be able to finish Shar HaKaniya tonight. If I can figure out this machine. Okay, Chavis HaLolos, Shar HaKaniya, the end of Perek Yud. Now, something that no one realizes, because no one's really listening or remembering, he's saying that the 10 prakim in Shar HaKaniya, each one taught really 10 yesodos, 10 ideas of Kaniya. Ve'elu aseres sharoshe HaKaniya, these are the yesodos of Kaniya. Which 10? What 10? What is he talking about? He's talking about the 10 prakim in Shar HaKaniya. So you don't really realize it as you're learning Shara Kaniya, that each Perek is giving you another Shairish and Kaniya. Velo Asara Sharashi Akniya Yizbor Lachamehamachi Shaar Milus. You should extrapolate from there, from these Yasodos. He says this almost in every Shara in the Sefer, that everything I'm teaching you in this Shara are only the Roshay Prakim, are only the principles of the Midah. But there are tens and hundreds, maybe thousands of extrapolations, of totals, of ramifications, of other cases. Yizbor lecha mehemachi she'or mailos hamida ha'chashuva hazos ha'elyona ha'roma asher lo zuchartem b'shara hazeh. I can't talk about everything. So I gave you 10 principles, and now you have to go. Uzuchor ma'asher yisicha lov mehem. But when I have taught you, always remember them, the simenu negene necha, v'chashov batomid, contemplate it, v'hishtada l'knoso, make a special effort to be koneh this midah, because he said, if you remember when he talked about what's first, midos told us what kniya, he said kniya is the basis for everything else, ufakdehu, remember it, or keep it together with him, nafshecho midosecha todir, v'hozer belukim olav, always be in the spalel, and having this midah, ushalos aminenu, the score available, the regil is sono, ula yarashirchalo v'yochan lecha aderech elov, kamoshim espalol mechasid machar tfilosom, elokai, mitzor l'shoni meira. Apparently, in the Chavis HaLolos' days, it wasn't just part of the nusach tfila that everyone said, but as it says in the Gemara, certain amiron, certain special people said this after that tfila, they said, Alokai Nasor Lushoni Meiro, Sosai Medaber Mirma, and Vulamakala Lai Nafshi Sidom, Nafshi Ke'ofor La Koltia, which is really a major expression of Kniya. So he says, you must follow Hashem to have that, that Vanafshi Ke'ofor La Koltia. Vizoher, be careful, Mehiro Libcho, Pita Yayetulucha Bemeshe Viecha Leom, Egova Bagaiva, it's very easy to fall into Gaiva and Gova, Vagon, Vakoshas Hasrora, wanting to be perceived as being superior, Vagdula, Vamemshala, Vapirsa, Mesel Habrios, right? Everybody wants to be recognized, everybody wants to be appreciated, Vakulu. Kwehizer, Afani, Derech Hashova, Lodam, Ba'olam, Ba'omro, Shlomo HaMelech already gave us the middle path to follow. Ba'omro shtayim shalti mitzcho al timna mimeni b'terem omus shavu dvar chozov harchek mimeni reish v'osho al titan li v'omar pen ezba v'chichashti v'omarti mi Hashem v'nevo reish v'gonavti. Shlomo HaMelech talked about someone who's on top, like he has money, he has a position, so he's in danger of gaiva. But a person who's in a very shuffle dikamatsuv, I'm not talking about inside, you have to be nafshi kefal koltiyah. But someone who's in a very shuffle dikamatsuv indeed runs the risk of pen ivoresh v'ganasti. This is the nisayon of osher, the Rishul Sharon would call it, and the nisayon of oni. Pen ezba, I have plenty of money, v'kichashli, I say, that's always the risk. So as I always say, in history, history of people and the nation bears out that we do better with the Ivoresh than with the Esba. Even though intuitively we would think the other way, but experience shows it's not the case. That a person becomes closer to Hashem and there's less risk. It's possible. In Eastern Europe, a lot of it happens because of the abject poverty that they lived in. But it was worse in Western Europe. So it's a double-edged sword. Everything's in the soil. And that's what it says in Mishlei. Shtayim shalti mitcho al timna mimeni b'termomus shovu d'bar kozov hachik mimeni reish v'osher al titan li. And because each one has a risk. Hakitza ochi v'altasalem, don't ignore l'rape madve, the illness of agaiva minafshko mimidosecho. Or refuos or sheher risicha. Think about the things I've taught you in this shach. Valim nacham is there. Don't refrain from working on this. Mashatira alav hamon bnei adam. You see, most people are misalim l'rapei nafshosim in amad ve'hazeh. Most people are not working on it. So you'll be tempted to say, "So well, you know, they're fine. So I'll be fine too." Stoma. I don't have to be better than them. Most people are walking around and they are not working on this midah. So I also, whatever happens to them will happen to me. Let's say you have someone blind. If he gets medicine, he could use them as refuah. So ain min hazrizus. No normal person just relaxes and takes his time and says, there's a lot of people that are blind. So I'll be blind like other people. Why do I have to be better than them for? If someone would hear a blind person say this, why do I have to, the medicines, I'll be like other blind people. See, Mishra. You think the person is like Nebuchadnezzar? That's what you'd say. So anybody that thinks, and this is true about all midos and all everything in Ruchnius, and because Elodus talks about this many places in the Sefer, that because a person tends to look around and say, okay, either they say I'm as good as that guy, or they say, well, at least I'm better than him. But Hashem does not judge on a curve. Hashem doesn't judge on a curve. He judges you for what you are and what you could do. Don't be lazy to work on things that bring you to Elis and Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba, which this last parak explained. Pentomus, a person could die at any moment. If you delay, a person could die at any moment, and you wouldn't have been kona this wonderful midah, which has its benefits in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Hashem Rachacham, Taivas Otzel Tmisenu, V'Omar Al Zdeish Otzel Avarti V'Al Kerem Adam Chasar Leiv, Shor Inyan. So you don't be mazniach this and get to work. V'Elokim Yoreinu V'Oscha. Derech Abudoso, Rachmu v'chasodov, Amen. Nishlam Shar Hashishi, Hashem Tzalel Nafi. What about the other six?